Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on fire.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. I tell you, you're going to truly, truly be blessed by our topic tonight. We have the wonderful Miss, well, she don't like for me to say doctor all the time, but she is Dr. Lorinda Jones. She is the founder and owner of Beneath the Grief Ministries. She is a licensed counselor. So the topic tonight is getting over the hurt in order to move forward, part two. We had her back in May, and we actually interviewed her. We asked her some questions, and then we opened up the phone lines so you could ask any questions you wanted concerning anything. We had people ask questions about divorce, and we had people ask questions about losing loved ones. So we're going to do the same thing tonight. We're going to interview her. She's going to go a little bit more in-depth in the interview answers, and then we're going to open up the phone lines so that you can get your questions answered. So welcome, welcome. Welcome again. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our show is brought to you. Our sponsors this tonight is Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And also Miss Alexandria Townsend. She's author and evangelist, and also she's the author of Experiencing God's Greatness in the Spiritual Realm. And our final sponsor tonight is Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Again, our guest tonight is Dr. Lorinda Jones, and our topic is getting over the hurt in order to move forward, part two. Welcome, Dr. Lorinda. How are you this evening?
Hi, Leah.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for having me back.
Well, thank you for joining us. I tell you, I had such a response when you were on back in May. And I tell you, I had so many text messages coming. I had chats on Facebook. I had people just reaching out to me saying, hey, I didn't get to ask my question. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know, because we went right up into that hour window. And I couldn't go any longer because I was on another network and there was another show right behind me. But tonight we're on our own network. We don't have any calls behind us, any shows coming behind us, so we can go as long as the people need to get their questions answered. So tell us a little bit about who you are, Dr. Lorinda, and what you specialize in.
Well, Leah, I have 30 years of counseling experience with families, adolescents, and as well as my grief work. I've worked in all settings, in every setting that you can think of, in the arena of social services, the shelter, the mental health system, the hospitals, nursing homes. You said it, I've been there.
Wow, so you worked in every capacity of it.
Every capacity. And in every capacity, believe me, there was some grief in there.
Wow, wow. So what has your experience as a grief counselor, or, you know, in any of these capacities, because you said that one of the common denominators was grief. What has that taught you about coping with problems as far as, you know, dealing with all of the different people and their dynamics?
Well, Lee, I'm going to go back this way. Beneath the grief have had strides to get to where he is. He, because belongs to Jesus.
Okay.
I have done 3 funerals for 3 family members where I was the funeral director, I was the minister, and I was the counselor, all at the same time.
Wow.
And my first adventure with the loss was even before all of this when I lost my sister in 1991. Mm-hmm. This is where my role was a funeral director.
Okay.
So then I had a second adventure, which was in 1999, when I graduated from Howard University. And we had a class where I had to partake in a presentation, and the presentation was in reference to grief. And I had to talk about grief and its resolution. So during the course of this presentation, my ending note, the Lord impressed upon me to quote the scripture that quote that Martin Luther King stated, which was about being free at last. And, you know, in the beginning, I was nervous about saying it. You know, I was like, what? You know, I was like, Lord, if I say that? And he impressed upon me to say it. So I said it, and when I said it, the class turned into a church service.
Wow.
And the class, people in the class started saying, we're going to church on Sunday. Did you hear what this lady said? And it was like, it opened up a can of worms. And I thought about it. I kept that in mind. Then, right behind that, a couple of months later, my late aunt, she lost her spouse. And I went to stay with her for a while. And she had some breakdowns and basically felt like her life was crumbling in front of her. And I stayed with her, and we talked for many days about her husband, and she talked about the memories, the good memories, the bad memories, and we began to talk about where the steps were taken for her to move on. And she progressed in those steps pretty fast. She was able to verbalize all of her feelings about her husband, and even to the end, she felt that she had closure with him. She gave the specifics on how her husband had told her that not to sit around and be sad. Their life was lived together, even though they had certain problems within the marriage, but that she could go on. And she worked through that. We worked together with that, and I mean, she began taking trips. She began coming out more. She started going to church more. She really looked at her grief. She didn't allow herself to stay in her grief. And because she did that, she got free. Then there was a third episode that I lost two family members right after that. And my role at that time became a minister and a grief counselor.
Okay.
So everything was adding up to me dealing with grief. Then, in March 2004, a dear sister in Christ, we had a talk, and she began just saying to me, you know, Lorenda, you've had all this work done with grief, and you need to do something about this. You know, you really need to do something about this. And she said, you need to get into some kind of little business or something. You need to, you know, like your own little practice or something. And she said, she started naming topics. And she started saying, I'll never forget, she said, well, something like beneath the sympathy, beneath the grief. And when she said beneath the grief, I said, hold it, wait, because my ears were ringing. I said, wait a minute. My heart was beating. And I said, that's it. That's it. And she was like, what are you talking about? She said, I don't even know what I said. I said, that's it. Beneath the grief. So I immediately, I worked real quick after that. I immediately started getting things finalized. So as I was getting my paperwork together, the Lord impressed upon me ministries. It was Beneath the Grief Ministries. And Beneath the Grief was born on July
2004. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. And a lot of times we walk into our purpose. We're actually a lot of times already walking in our purpose and not really realizing it. I know that's how it happened for me. People are like, that's mm-hmm. who you are. You are an exhorter. You are a person that automatically encourages people. You are a person that automatically coaches people. So a lot of times you're doing what it is that's a part of your purpose and not even realizing it. Now, my next question for you is, what are your suggestions for people who have experienced the death of loved ones or, you know, there's been a loss of a large magnitude. You know, sometimes they get tied into their emotions and they're just going through the motions, but they're no longer experiencing life. What are some suggestions that you would make to a person that's just kind of stagnant and they're just there in that? They're stuck.
Lee, I'm going to take it back a little bit, if you don't mind, to that question that you said about my experience as a grief counselor, and we're going to go right into that because it's going to get deep. It's going to get deep. My experience as a grief counselor, it had taught me about coping with the problems that people have. Foremost, the main thing is one must be an excellent listener.
Mm-hmm.
When we're dealing with grief, you must be a fantastic listener, because you are specifically reaching for a specific type of situation the person is going through.
Okay.
Grief is usually seen, Leah, is seen as a taboo word. I say this all the time. Even across to my friends on the Facebook, I tell them that grief is used as a type of a taboo word. And it's seen only in the sense of a funeral,
mm-hmm.
a casket, the body, the procession. And grief, Leah, is in other places too. Grief is in divorce.
Okay.
Grief is in physical loss, emotional loss, and psychological loss. People look at it as they call it, the problem. They don't want to recognize what it is, which is a grief. It's like a test. It's like if you don't deal with it, it's coming back. There's scriptures even in the Word that talks about counseling. I'll give you some before we get there. But, yes, even in the Bible, talks about counseling. And people will not deal with the grief that they're experiencing, and they avoid it. They refuse to deal with it. And if you don't do it, you're stagnated. So you asked me about helping people with it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, many are stagnated because they wait too long to deal with their grief. They wait. They wait a couple of years. I hear it all the time. I'm gonna throw this out there. I hear it all the time. The Lord will deal with it. I'm going to let the Lord deal with that. I hear it all the time. Yes, he will deal with it. But again, it's like a test. You ever wondered why people keep going through the same scenario over and over and over? Because they haven't dealt with it. They have not dealt with it. What I do, I go for the root. I go like pulling the tooth. I get to the family issue. I get through that to the environmental stuff, and I go through that. But I believe in going to the root. I want to get to the root first, because if I get to that part, I can get you to the other part.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want people to be free with this. This is my passion. That's how I deal with people. I want to hit the root of the issue, because I know the family stuff is going to come. I know I'm going to hear about the environment, so I'm going to hear about that. So,
You're right.
Hey.
You know, and I've seen in just coaching people on a regular basis, and you find that many people, whether it's, you know, women or men, many times they have not allowed themselves to heal, or I guess go through that process that you're talking about, to really just get it out so that they can be completely healed, completely whole, and move forward. You know, you gotta take that stuff, get it out, take it to the Lord, and then say, you know what, I'm going to leave that right there with you. I'm not going to pick it back up, because you will see people move from place to place to place to place, and they keep attracting that same type of person that they did not want. And it's unhealthy, and they're in all of these unhealthy relationships. And as I'm talking to people, I'm like, what is the common denominator in this? And, you know, when you bring it back to them, they're like me. Okay, what made you make these decisions? It was that hurt little girl or that hurt little boy that never allowed yourself to heal, that never got healing, and you're making those decisions from that broken place.
Exactly.
Powerful. Yes,
death,
ma'am.
Scares people. The
really?
Word death scares people. Counselors.
Why do you think so?
once again, think of the casket, the body, the funeral. It's in their mind. Death, mm-hmm. the unknown to some people. They feel, I don't really know. But you should, especially when you know Jesus, because he died, but he lived again. So why should we be afraid of death? Believe me, people that I deal with, they don't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk. They're like, don't talk to Lorenda, because Lorenda makes death sound like you're eating dinner. Okay? Yeah, I do. I agree. I do. I'm guilty. I'm glad I'm guilty of it. Because we shouldn't be afraid to talk about our grief. We should not be afraid of it. And now is the time for the people to talk about it. We see everything that's going on in these days, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Divorce rate is getting higher. Things that are happening with children. Families, it's escalating. A lot of times, those things, but they reflected from a childhood that people never talked about. I have families right now. I have cases right now. We talking 15 and 20 years. People been in situations, and they just starting to talk about it because I hit a root.
Mm-hmm.
I hit a root, and I told them, and I tell it, I'm guilty. It's a grief, and let's look at the grief.
Wow, Wow. So you get to the root of the problem. So after you get to that root and you uproot that root.
There you go.
Then you can move forward and thrive. Because that's what you were created to do. You were created to be victorious because we were made in his image, you know.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
We are going to take a quick break and listen to a quick quick voice from our sponsor, Miss Alexandra Townsend. Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read. That was brought to you by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's one of our sponsors. The music actually is by Third Heaven Sound. And the voice and the voiceover itself is from yours truly, Aaliyah Butler. So we are back with our awesome, awesome guest this evening who's going to help us get healed, walk in our healing, our wholeness, and get over this stuff that we call grief. You know, a lot of times you don't realize what, you know, the things that you've been through. You set up some things, and sometimes it have you stagnant, and you don't even realize it. Well, it's time to get rid of all of that. It's time to uproot it, and it's time to move forward in the things that God has called you to. So we're back with you, and we have another question for you, Dr. Lorenda. So what are some of the signs that you would see with a person that truly needs to be counseled after some type of loss? Because like you said, it may not have to have been a death in their family. It could have been a loss of things, because a lot of times people equate materialism to things sometimes. It could have been a pet that they created, you know, had as a family friend for the last 12 years or something. It could have been anything that was a major loss. What would you say for a person that you say, you know what, there may need to be some counseling because this was a loss of some sort, you know, some sort that was kind of traumatic to their life?
Some signs are, one is a loss of self. You'll see the self-esteem go down, definitely. A person's self-esteem is really low when you're seeing them in grief. You see the depression. The person don't want to get out of bed. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to talk to anybody. Just a change. You see a whole change in their whole disposition, and they're feeling depressed. Isolation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stay away from everybody. You could tell they don't want to be around anybody. They distance themselves from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You might even hear some thoughts of wanting to harm themselves. They avoid it. Avoidance. They just they won't deal with it at all. And then you get the ones that they refuse to look at it. They don't even want to deal with it. They'll tell you, nope, not dealing with it, not even going to touch it. Those are some signs that I see that are clear cut right there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Avoidance, denial, isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of self.
Mm-hmm.
Refusal to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, those are some things that I look at.
Okay. What ages or age groups do you counsel?
All age groups.
All age groups. What's the youngest age of a person you've ever counseled?
Oh, boy. 10.
10, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest?
18. But I go,
the oldest child or the oldest adult?
Oh, adult. Oh, goodness, adult. You're elderly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. Old people. Yep.
What are some suggestions that you would give someone that's looking for a counselor? You know, many are interested in Christian-based counseling. What should they look for? Because just because they have the tag Christian counselor does not necessarily mean that they are, you know, what this person needs. So what would you suggest that someone that says, you know, I need some counseling, I do want to move forward in my life, what do they need to look for? And then next question would be, how do they go about contacting you?
Suggestions for anyone that is looking for counselors and Christian counselors as well is, first of all, be ready. Be ready to deal with the grief. That's number one. I cannot say that enough. If you know something's wrong, you haven't been yourself, everybody around you know that there's something going on with you. But be ready. Be ready for what you're getting ready to deal with, which is that grief. Secondly, when you're meeting someone, you're going to know on site. I'm really a believer that you're going to know your counselor on site. Your counselor's demeanor is going to speak to you, how she speaks to you, body language. You're going to know. You'll have that insight the first time that you talk to your counselor, that person that you're going to meet. You're going to know if that person is a fit.
Okay. Now, how would a person go about contacting you and getting some assistance through Beneath the Grief Ministries? Because I know you do, you are in North Carolina, and you actually go to your clients, but you also have the opportunity for those who are out of state to Skype and things of that nature. You are not your normal, just, you know, strategic person. You actually meet them where they are and try to help them bring them to the wholeness. So how would they contact you via Beneath the Grief Ministries?
Well, I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Skype. I do blog at and blog in WordPress. Beneath the Grief Ministries at WordPress. My website is beneaththegrief.strikingly.com. And yes, Beneath the Grief has started a new entity in the work, which is now it goes with video chatting. Being that I'm in North Carolina, if the clients that are in North Carolina, of course, I can go to their homes. But others using the video chat on your phone, you have free chat. You have free apps. You have the Ubu chat. You have the Viber chat. I do others. I leave that up to you, but I can do chatting video where you could see me, and absolutely, you'll have me there. You're looking right at me. The other thing is that I just have some clients that they like to do the messaging. They like to do it. You'd be surprised that I can do it and they can do it. They enjoy that. They prefer to text me, text their information just like they're talking to me on the telephone. They tell me what the situation is. I have to give it back to them, and they do it, and they like it.
So you meet the person where they are.
Where they at. Anywhere they go. I have my clients in Florida, Texas. They're all over, you know. So they and let me tell you, a lot of them, I'm really trying to get people to really get used to the chatting. But people want to talk to me over the phone. They want to use the good old Southern Belle. They want to use the good old Southern Belle. I'm fine with that. I'm where they are. So you got options. How many counselors are you going to have that you have this kind of option? I mean, honestly, I have colleagues that that I've spoken to them about this, kind of like, they're like, well, you know, how do you do this? And then they're like, you're all over the place. You're like all across the planet. And I'm like, because they have the option. And the app is right there on your phone for free. I mean, when I set all this up, I mean, I thought about that. I mean, what's it going to cost you? So I even thought about that.
Right. Well, what would be some final words you would leave before we open up the phone lines? Because we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. For those who have questions, you're going to be able to ask Dr. Lorenda some questions live now by pressing option 1. If you have a question, you have a question or comment concerning the show or our topic, getting over the hurt, in order to move forward. So we are trying to help bring healing and wholeness so that you can walk in your total victory. All right, do we have anyone that's going to take some questions? And look, don't wait till the show is over and be texting me and Facebook chatting to me, because I got a whole lot of those last time. But last time we ran out of time, really ran out of time. So this time we are on our own network. We don't have another show behind us, so there is no rush. So if you have questions, you know, you don't have to say your name. If you do say your name, you don't have to say your last name. You all are calling from everywhere. So you can say your first name. You can say a fictitious name. It doesn't matter. But we want to bring healing and wholeness to everyone that is on this line, whether you're listening live or people who will be listening to the playback. You know, we want to get people healed. That is the main thing. Press 1 if you have a question or comment for Dr. Lorenda. We are live now. While we're waiting, Dr. Lorenda, what did you have anything? We actually have two callers, but go ahead and say what you're going to say real quick, and we'll go ahead
sure.
and take those callers.
People of God, let's do our work. Let's do what we need to do. Don't hold on to this grief that's been binding you up all these years. Do your work. Do the work. You'll be glad you did.
All right,
yep,
here we go. We're going to take our first call, okay? We actually have 3 holding. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have a question or comment?
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God.
Lord.
What's going on with my 2 friends? Y'all know who this is. This is Brother Perry. Amen.
Good evening.
I'm going to tell you something. I enjoyed this here, okay, because there's a key thing that you said, and the Lord had dealt with me about that too. We have to be good listeners in order to counsel people. I'm going to go to Luke 4:18. But he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We learn from experience about hurt, and that's how we are able to reach people's needs and hurts. We have to reach the core of the problem. I have a counselor, even though he's not saved, but he helped me a lot. And Dr. Lorenda helped me with one thing she told me, and I'm going to go back to this young man. She told me my healing is going to come through ministering to people. I see that now that every time I minister to somebody, I feel a relief from my past hurt. My problem is, and I didn't realize that, is that when I would go see this counselor, I would go back. I would start off good, and I would go back to what I've been through. I wasn't moving forward. I kept going back because I wasn't hitting the core of the problem, because what I was doing was I was reoccurring the problem. And that's a lot of problem. That's a problem with a lot of people, because they want to continue to hold on to the problem and not release the problem.
Wow.
Right,
so when
now.
Dr. Lorenda, she said we have to get to the root of it. And the root of it is, once we get to the root of it, then we know how to go to God and pray for God to release it.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance is a process.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hurt since the beginning of time because Adam and Eve, when they sinned against God. Hurt is a sin because of things that was done to us that we refuse to let go. I love Beneath the Grief Ministries because listen to what it says. It says beneath the grief. That means that we have to go beneath to where the grief is at to pull it up from the root so the person can get healed. A great counselor is a fabulous listener. And you have to look at the body language. People have to believe in Christ that's in you, and they have to believe in you because God is the one that sent us. We didn't send ourselves. You have people that's greedy for money, and they just as evil as they can be because it's about money. And they hurting themselves. And a counselor needs a counselor. We need each other. That's all I got to say because I could stay on here all night.
All right. Well, Brother Perry, we appreciate your comments. We really
Amen.
Do. We have people still holding. We thank you so much.
Amen.
You listen so you can get some great questions and stuff, okay? Thank you so
Amen.
Much for tuning in, okay?
All God right. bless. Love
you. We love you, too. Thanks so much.
All right.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome
okay.
to welcome to On Fire
and Inspire. Thank you. It is a blessing to be able to be here. My name is Emma Robertson. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. And
hi.
I met Dr. Jones on Facebook chat. And I had an opportunity to talk to her in person, and today she really have truly blessed me more and more and more and more than she had before. So it was a pleasure listening to you, Dr. Jones, and thanks.
Aww. Amen, amen. Well, we thank you so much for your comment. I tell you, it's one thing to know that you know what you do and you know that you're helping people, but when they, come in and they're telling you that, it makes you feel even better, and I know it's blessed her. So thank you so very much for dialing in, Ms.
Amen.
Emma from Shreveport, Louisiana.
All right now.
All right, continue to listen, okay, and thanks again for dialing in, all right?
All right. You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Lorinda, give me just a moment. We're taking our next one, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see here. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have? Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Number ending in 9858. You're live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you
Hello?
Loud and clear. Yes, we're here.
Yes. I was wondering if you know what your root problem is, but you can't really overcome it. Do you have any suggestions on, you pray and you do your reading and you do what you're supposed to do, but you're kind of stuck.
That's where the work comes in at, because you're stuck. You have to work through being stuck. That's where that root's coming in at. You're stuck. You're stuck right there. So you have a root right there. You're stuck. So we work
right.
through the stuckness to get to the root.
But what if you know what the root is and you're still stuck?
Then let's get if you know what the root is, let's get working on it. If you know it, that's great. Great. I love it when you know it. But now that you know it, let's do something about it. Because if it keeps coming up and keep coming up, something needs to be worked on in that root, in that problem. That's great. That's great that you know it. I'm proud of you right there. You got step number one right there. You make my job easier. But you got to work through that root. And that's very important. So I commend you. You got step one, number one. Come on, let's go to step number two.
So how do you recommend that I work through it?
Come to Beneath the Grief and you'll find out.
Okay.
You gotta come through it, and we'll work on that. We'll find out what that is.
So make sure you reach out to Dr. Lorenda. She's Dr. Lorenda Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She is on Facebook and all your social media, and she'll definitely help you get to the, you know, since you know the root, because a lot of times people come to her and they don't know what the root is. It's like she's delving. But since you know your root, now that she can help you get past that.
Yes.
Okay.
I commend you, though. I really commend you even for saying that. I mean, you know how hard that is to say you know what it is, and it's like, well, okay, I know this, but, you know, kind of where I'm at from here, that's very hard to say, you know, but I really commend you, because to get there, for you to even know that takes a gut right there. So, you know, you sound like you're ready and you're willing to work with it. Let's find out what it is so that you can be free. Amen.
Okay, thank you. Amen.
You're very welcome. Amen.
Thanks so much for dialing in. All right, we got some more callers, Dr. Lorenda.
Oh, Lord.
All right, welcome to, I was about to say, welcome to Beneath the Green. Welcome to All Friday Inspire with Dr. Lorenda and Beneath the Green Ministry. This is Aaliyah. Welcome to the show tonight.
Welcome. Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Good
evening. Hello, Dr. Lorenda and Ms. Aaliyah Butler.
Hello.
I wanted to commend you, Doctor, for your accessibility, your availability. I was just listening at all the avenues and all the ways that you are reaching out to people. I mean, text and phone and chatting, and I mean, you named so many avenues, and there are suicide lines that aren't even available like that.
Wow.
And I am just amazed that there aren't, because there are so many people that are oppressed and depressed and going through so many different ailments, and at any given moment, they need someone to reach out. They don't need to get a phone number and it's like, well, you need to dial another number if this is an emergency. Because in emergency situations, you may not be able to dial that second number. And I just want to thank you for following your call and being obedient to the call that God has purposed you in. And so I thank you. I know that even as I work through my roots,
Amen.
I'm encouraged by the other caller who was able to identify, and although she may not know how to deal with it, she knows what it is. And dealing with it is just, like you said, the second step. Identifying it is the first.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, it's kind of comical. A friend once said, you know, women don't usually tell their what's their crazy. And when I did, he was shocked. It was like, wow, you just came out with it. Yeah, I have my root, I have my crazy, and I know what it is. And I'm so trying to get over road rage. And I'm not taking anybody out on the road, but I do have a problem with road rage, and that is the one thing that I feel if I could get over, my life would be so much more calmer. And I will be calling because
let me say to you, because I hear it in you, that you are doing it. You are doing the work by verbalizing it. That's not a problem that you have. That's a big step right there, to verbalize that. And you continue to do that and continue and consistently do it, after a while, you're going to get it. You're going to get it, and you're going to be like, you know what? I can overcome this. I will do it. Because you've expressed it. You went through it. You walked yourself through it. You didn't just run through it and just say, okay, and just leave it there. You did something about it. And that's so important. Many will stop at step number one. And it's maybe five more steps, and they won't go to another step. And I might say, oh, come on now. I might try to coach him. I mean, I will be honest, you know, in my approach of getting grief, sometimes I have to, I almost kind of like put you in the shock a little bit because I mention the grief. I get a lot of people, they get quiet and they don't say, but I hit it. I hit the button. I purposely hit it. I'm not going to tell you I didn't because that's what's going to help you. I can't say I'm that average counselor. I'm like, I bring you in the office and it's like, well, come on now, you know, and I'm going to take your whole session and, you know, and no, I need to get you to, I mean, sister, please, I need to get you to a place where you're not spending another 20 years doing this. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see you in another 20 years doing some things that you'd like to do.
How'd you know,
you know
over 20
saying?
Years?
You know what I'm saying? So, ma'am, you made a mention about me being accessible everywhere. Believe me, I get the midnight calls. I believe me, honey, I do. And that's fine. It's my passion. It's my passion, and I got to take it. I got to do it. It is what it is. I can't say I don't I love it. I love it because it's what I'm supposed to be doing. But I say to you, because I can hear it in you, you're doing it. You're walking the steps. You admit, you know, this road rage thing is getting me, but you're going to overcome that. You're going to overcome it because you're not going to leave it alone until you do.
Mm.
And that's important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Really welcome.
Thank you so much for listening in. All right. Well, Dr. Lorinda, you're hot tonight. We have another caller. We actually have several more callers holding. All right. We are live. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live now. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Welcome. Yes, we can.
Hi, ladies. Great discussion.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question and or a comment. When I lost my daughter and my son about 7 years ago, the doctors tried to push antidepressants on me, and I refused to take them because I feel that the process is key to the healing. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this practice because I see it all the time.
Hmm. Excellent, because I've been in it, so I understand. I'm not the medication person, and believe me, I get the critics that come at me because of that. I believe in the Word of God. I'm not the medication person. If you need it, if you need the medication, I think you'll know when you need it. If you don't need it, Why take it if you don't need it? So that's an individual thing when it's talking about medication. It really is. That's an individual thing. If you feel that you need the medication, that's one thing. But Dr. Jones, I'm not the medication person. Before we get to the medication, I mean, I want to work through the issues. I want to get through it. But that the medication issue, that becomes an individual issue. But, yes, I worked in a psychiatric hospital, and believe me, I fought with doctors all the time because I wasn't medication. And guess what? Guess what? It worked. Because guess what we found out? Didn't need the medication. Yeah. Let's work through the issue. Let's take some time and let's do it. Let's don't just throw the pills down people's throats. But if you need medication, sister, if a person needs medication, you know when you need it. You know. You know. Psychiatry is a very big, it's a very big money-making business right now.
Yes, it is.
And they don't like me. They're not favorable with people like me. So yes, when you need it, sis, that's one thing. And I say to every individual person, if you need medication, that's one thing. But even be careful with that. Just try to work with it. And believe me, that's where I'm at. I want to get to the root. if we cannot hit medication, I want to go above that if we can.
Yeah, you know, and my point was it prolongs it or numbs you. I tried it like a week, and I was like, no, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I need to go through the process, you know.
Your body wouldn't even receive it.
Nope.
So right there, your body wouldn't even receive it. So that's
right.
Just something right there. That's just something right there. You felt the part of you that was changing you. So
yeah. You
know what, sister? That said something to you. You said, no, let me do this another way. And you know what? I'm believing it can work.
Oh, yeah.
Call me
yep.
if you need to. That's right. Call me if you need to.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
All right. We have another caller holding. Thank you so much for dialing in tonight. All right. We have another caller holding. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes. Hi. This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hello. Yes, hi. I'm from here in Lithonia, Georgia. Actually, I'm a friend of Aaliyah's, and so I'm listening on tonight, and it's a mouthful. I can pretty much identify with a whole lot of stuff. And the first thing that I want to say is that if there were more people like yourself with your type of approach, I think a lot of people would have been healed a lot sooner. And it's like firsthand, like the title itself is like awesome. It's like having dealt with, say, counseling, having dealt with, say, mental illness and medications and everything, it's like I actually can comment on every subject. I mean, everything you all, you know, just went over. And the first thing was actually identifying that, hey, I need counseling because just having some issues dealing with mental illness, not really knowing what it was, but knowing something was wrong because your body will let you know, hey, something is kind of like off. Mm-hmm. But having suppressed, and right now I'm being transparent here to actually be able to help someone else who maybe not, you know, brave enough or not to that point yet. But what happens is that having dealt with mental illness as a result of some, say, hereditary and some due to different traumas of being violated as a child and having suppressed all of that stuff until my latter part of the 20s, identifying, hey, maybe I should get some counseling, got some counseling and then stop. And then I actually had other different things to happen, grief and like 7 siblings, you know, to die. So that's a lot more other stuff. So back and forth with the medications. And I just briefly heard you were saying that, like, with the medications, what happens is if you need it, you know, get it. But if you don't, and my take on that, I wanted something to identify this pain that I was going through. So once I got this medicine, this Prozac, this, all those things, I'm like, hey, I can identify this thing they say that's wrong with me. But what was happening was this medicine was making me numb. It was making me hallucinate more even than what I was. And I'm thinking, you know what? Counseling works better for me, not the medicine. And so just one day decided to flush the pills down the toilet. And I'm thinking, you know what? Whatever I was doing, you know, to get through this, which mostly was the counseling, and me just going, hey, you have control over your life. What is it that you need to do? And then to get to that. So I opted out of not dealing with those medications because it's foreign stuff in my system. And I wanted it to be like my temple, to be, you know, clean without all these other impurities. So it's almost 10 or 12 years now that I haven't had any medication now. I'm pretty much, I've overcome mental illness. And now I'm free of all of that stuff. So counseling helps. It really helps. So.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Powerful, powerful testimony. Thank you so much for your transparency and sharing tonight. We truly appreciate it because a lot of times people won't ask the questions or people won't make the statements because they don't want to be transparent like that. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Well, that was the last caller that we had tonight. Did you have anything else that you wanted to leave everyone with?
Thank you. And please refer people to Beneath the Grief, Where the Healing Begins. My scripture is John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And you can receive your healing. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us again tonight. And welcome. And we thank you for listening to On Fire to Inspire. Tune in to every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you're going to be empowered and impacted and pushed into your passion. It's time to stop settling. It's time to stop procrastinating. And it's time to start living the life that you were created to live now. Tune in next week, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.